Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? After 22 years as an NFL quarterback,
decides to hang it up. And we're going to go through a quick, you know, how does that make you feel as a football fan, and where do you think life after football will lead Mr. Edward Brady? I love saying that, Thomas Edward Brady. That I don't know why, y'all. I just like it. Jim Harbaugh has decided to interview for the Minnesota Vikings head coaching job. I don't know about that. What about, you know, Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. And then, as promised, I'm going to go in depth exactly how exactly DMV Kale feels about the Washington Commanders. Yeah. All these stories and more on today's Kale's Corner. We want you guys to call your folks. Let them know we're on the air. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. Trace, I think James, I want to ask this question one more. James Brown, here we go. Hey.
You don't know what did you do to me. See, I'm heavy down in misery. All right. Ow. Hey. I'm telling you, I am
of the mindset of Marcus. And what I mean by that, Marcus has been saying, tell us trade him while we can get something for him. While he has some value, go ahead and get something for him. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, tie loop hoop and pull a knot tight. That's all I'm going to say about that right there.
Yeah.
That's great. Treat, you want to say anything?
Man, I didn't think y'all was going to do as well as y'all are doing without him, but I knew y'all was going to be okay if he was going to be traded or, you know, something going down the line or whatever, have you. I'm just sad that it didn't work out, that it's not working now, because I don't know what's going to happen, you know, as far as trade is concerned and all that kind of stuff. I'm just sad it's not working out right now. I'm just sad about that.
Right. I mean, you know, we can be as sad as we want to be. One thing I can say, the Wizards have actually given it a chance. They've tried with John Wall, without John Wall, Bradley Beal as a feature. They gave it every opportunity and every chance, and it's just not working out. Ted, what's up, brother Ted? How you feeling?
Hey, Ted, how are we
doing? How's everybody doing this evening?
All right. What say you?
Everybody good. What say you? Yeah. Kick the words right out of my mouth.
I agree with Marcus. You know, y'all should trade him while y'all can get value for him, you know, while he's still valuable. You know, other teams might be interested, so you better try to pull that trigger now, you know, while you can, because, like you say, you prove that you can win without him and stuff. You got a good nucleus and stuff, and maybe he might be in the way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So get another defensive, minded player, you know, and move on.
Yeah, I say that too.
Yeah, because I look at this Wizards team and I see, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I see enough offense. I see a team that can score right along with the best of them. But they can't stop anyone. And I know one player to some doesn't change anything, but with basketball, you put one defensive-minded player on that court, and it's a difference of night and day. It's a difference of night and day. I liken back to Gary Payton. You know, how Gary Payton would go and when he was with the Sonics, how they would set him, huh?
No, go ahead.
Say what? How they would set him loose on one player, and you wouldn't hear nothing from that one player all day, because Gary Payton would shut him down completely. So, it kills me that we had Gary Payton Jr. on our roster and let him go. You know,
absolutely.
I think that was a too premature move. He was on our roster what? Last year and the season before.
I love that boy game, man.
Exactly. And I mean, it was like, okay, you guys, but he was on our team under Grumfield, you know, and we all know the story when it comes to Ernie Grunfeld. So it's really not surprising. It's not surprising at all that, you know, he was able to get away from us like he did. But and then I look, some say Patrick Beverley, make a trade for Patrick Beverley. And I don't have a problem with Patrick Beverley, but sometimes his antics take away from the game. He plays good defense. He plays very good defense, but sometimes the extras that are Patrick Beverley takes away from the game. You guys get what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all don't need that right now. Y'all don't need, y'all already got away from that. So, yeah, ain't no sense of going back to it. Y'all already got a dog on the team that'll snatch somebody's head off their shoulders if y'all need, you know, somebody's head to be snatched off their shoulders. Y'all already got that person. Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah, Montrezl Harrell. Exactly. I watched him play with Embiid yesterday, in which the Wizards did win. They did win. Now, I'm going to say the Sixers weren't a full team because they had players hurt, but the Wizards also had players hurt, and they found a way to win. So, you know.
Ooh, and they was on the schedule. So, next man
up. Exactly.
We don't do that. Somebody was hurt all that night. Somebody got, nope.
Yeah, exactly. You know exactly what I know exactly what you're saying. And, you know, we agree on that 1,000%. But
yes, Lord.
I watched how we were able to throw Montrezl Harrell to Gafford back and forth at Embiid, and both of them gave Embiid fits. And Montrezl Harrell even more, because Harrell didn't play just down in the paint. He played out on the perimeter as well. Now, he didn't take any 3-point shots, which was great, but he was drawing the defensive attention of Embiid out on the perimeter, which opened it up for our guards and small forwards, those guys, to get in the paint and actually make a difference, actually get a rebound, score a bucket, you know. And I'm going to say this, man. NATO, you know, I have a crazy love affair with NATO, you know, because I see him as this small guy, but plays with an Allen Iverson engine. And understand what I mean by that. You know, I'm not calling him Allen Iverson, but he plays with the Allen Iverson engine, meaning he has that consistent go hard motor within himself, where he'll drive the ball in the paint amongst the big men and hit those layups and do all types of crazy stuff that leaves me like, wow. You know, I'll say, and Treats and Tank have both heard me during the game say, why in the hell is Neto in there? Why is he in there?
Yeah.
He's too small. And then he does something that makes me shut the hell up. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. Every time. Hey, he does something. Yeah, he does something that makes me shut up every time. So, you know, now I'm at the point where I'm going to just keep doing that. I'm just keep saying, why the hell is he in there?
Oh,
so
yeah.
He can keep shutting me up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So he keeps shutting me up. And also, Kyle Kuzma, man. Kyle Kuzma. You know, Debo and I had a time going back and forth about Kuzma, because my standpoint was, don't just say Nate, give it an opportunity. Let's see what Kuzma brings.
And I told y'all he was going to bring the fire.
Well, I said he was going to bring the fire too. Debo kept saying he didn't like him.
Yeah.
Debo kept saying that he didn't see it. And I kept telling him before LeBron came to the Lakers, Kuzma was the man.
Yes.
Kuzma was the man.
Yes.
And
he was.
And I mean the man all over the court, the perimeter, down in the paint, 3-point,
yeah.
2-point, wherever. And you know, I told them, I said, just give him some time. Once he gets acclimated with the team here, watch. He's going to surprise you. And sure enough, now he's gotten on Dinwiddie and KCP. You know, I don't know what was up with KCP last night. He just didn't have a good game. But Dinwiddie has been kind of a disappointment the past few games. I don't know
mm-hmm.
what it is. I don't know
he
what
got
it is. Say what?
Miracle.
Mute yourself, T. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, Dinwiddie has been a disappointment, you know. I don't know what it is with him, what's going on, but he's been kind of a disappointment because it's like he's picking up where Bill dropped off with the turnover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll have a 2-point wide open shot, pass it off, pass back and go to the 3-point and miss the whole basket. And I'm like, dude, you know, sometimes 2 points are just as good as a three, dog. You know, if you want that three that bad, get it the old-fashioned way. What do I mean by that? Dribble, drive, foul, score. You know what I mean? Do it the old-fashioned
yeah.
way, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To
but that's what I say. That's what I say all the time. Even when you having a bad time and you want to see the ball go down the basket, just drive it straight down the middle. They're going to foul you. So they got to put you on the free throw line. It's a must.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. They're not going to react fast enough to get the charge, so they're going to get the blocking call. You're going to go to the free throw line. At least you'll see two baskets go into the hoop. And then from then on, you're going to have to, you know, make something happen from then on. Or keep doing the same thing and get them in foul trouble. It's a lot of
right.
It's a lot of different things that you can do when the basket is not dropping for you. It's a lot of different things that you can do.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
In other words, you have to do it the old-fashioned way. Well, you have to do the old-fashioned way. You have to earn it. That's the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. Earn it.
That's
right.
Yes, yes.
They earn it.
They
make
earn
a
it.
Foul.
Earn
go
it.
To the line
yeah.
and earn it at the line. Make the
I must be
really
old
to
know that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
mm-hmm.
they call it free.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. Ain't no. It's like
yes.
time stop. For these free throws right here. So either you make them or you don't. But
right.
just know they're free.
What's up, Cousin Rob? I see you trying to creep in here. What's going on?
I'm just creeping.
Hey,
Commander. Hey, Lady T. What's the name of your new team? Commandos or Commanders? Or?
We're not dating you, Mr. Robert, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sir.
You bad.
You're talking funny. I got your back, Kuz. I got your back, Gail.
Oh, man. What a
that's what's
I got
up.
Your back.
That's what's up. That's what's up. See, you missed the beginning of the show, my little intro.
Yes, I'm sorry.
We are definitely going to discuss that. Because on Tuesday's show, I told you all that I was going to reserve my thoughts, my opinion on that. So, yes, we will stick around. Stick around. Cause
I will. I will.
That is going to be discussed. And Treach, all I'm going to say, Treach,
yes.
is temper my sentiments so we don't get kicked off, okay?
I got you.
Oh, hey, look, what
Shirley damn, quit crying, Bama.
What Shirley Season say? Hold my mule. Hold my mule. Shut up, Rob. Shut up, Rob. Let's go to 57.
Come on, Huckleberry.
What's up, Huckleberry?
Way down.
Oh, 57 is Huckleberry. Okay.
Way down in the jungle. Wrong show. I'm sorry.
Oh. You're about back in the jungle.
You
oh,
see,
my goodness.
This is why I love the Thursday, Friday show, man.
Yeah.
Because you get a little
you
bit
about back
in
the jungle.
Yeah, come on, Dolomite.
Yeah,
hey, everybody. Welcome to Friday Eve. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing
that's
like it on the corner.
That's a good
yep,
one.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know what the subject was, Kel. Are we just talking about anything or what's going on?
No, we're talking
about. I hear you tell a tree to hold you down.
No. Well, that's because my cousin Rob came on trying to talk about the new name of the Washington, and I told him he had to hold on because you know we got other things we're talking about first.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey,
you know,
I just want to say hello.
We're talking about
we're
Bill.
Bradley Bill. What'd you
what
say,
can
Lou?
We really say? He ain't really
we were
putting
talking
out
about
no effort or strong
trade
effort.
Money.
Yes,
we were saying get with him for the money or, you know, what we going to do with him? Try to get some money for him while he's still valuable or, you know, we all agreeing with Marcus at this point.
We need
a well, I agree with
getting rid of Bill. Y'all talking
yeah,
about getting rid of Bradley Bill. Y'all might as well get rid of your franchise.
Why is that?
I mean, he can't be a franchise if he turn the ball over more than he holding it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
If he turned the ball
ahead,
over more than he putting it in the room, that's a problem.
Okay,
I don't care
what he
got a pitch on the wall. He got a statue of him. He gonna need to do better.
The whole team. Mm-hmm. It's a team sport. This is not 1-on-1.
Nah.
It's
because
one of them
when
keep going off his foot.
Yeah, and I'm
well, pretty
sure.
I don't watch Alabama. I just watch Miami Heat. So
exactly.
Oh,
so
yeah,
That's why you need to shut the hell up. Because you don't watch.
Oh, Kale.
I'm sorry, y'all. A little bit of the family reunion spirit jumped in me there. So
jump in your mouth.
Rob, what you need to do is watch a little bit more Wizards and then make your comments, sir. Is that
okay,
bad?
I will.
So, Robert, what team do you like, Robert?
The 305.
Miami.
Oh, you like
305.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Heat. Okay.
Okay. I got you like Jimmy Bucket.
The season champions.
For those of us who are zip code illiterate, what's the 305?
I just said Miami.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's Huckleberry right there that needs to know the zip code.
Yeah, you know
that's
I'm illiterate. I don't understand that stuff. What's up, Robert? Robert? Is it Robert?
Rob? Yeah.
Or how you want to be called?
Either
Rob. Rob.
South Beach Bulls.
South Beach, I ain't going to call you South Beach Willie, bruh. I'm going to call you Rob. Bully. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I heard the wrong thing. I'm like, KB, hey, that's how I got 57, bruh. I'm about to give you a new one.
I'm a grown man. I ain't going to be
calling him. Yeah, that's about to be calling him another grown man, Delicious.
Hey, Delicious. You better get the hell up out of here.
Welcome to 57, man.
Hey, look, the Washington Wizards, I'm telling you, Rob, since you haven't been watching much, this is what I see. We got some very good players.
Mm-hmm.
But what we don't have is a leader at point guard. We don't have that, you know. and we don't have a big man inside, he ain't got to give us 100 points a night. 10, 15, and 5, and we're good on a consistent basis. That's what we need, and we need a leader that can control the ball and control the flow of the offense like most good teams have, and we don't have that right now.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that don't know, 10 points, 15 rebounds, 5 blocks. Right? Am I right?
There you
bad,
go.
Not bad.
Yes, sir. You're right 100%, Kale.
That controls the game more than you know. That controls the game more than you know. You know?
Well,
Go ahead, Rob.
Golden State doesn't have nothing you just mentioned. They don't have a point guard. They don't have no big man that averaging 10 and 5. It's a style of play.
They got Draymond Green who can, that's why they've been losing.
They got the rookie guy, Toscano.
Toscano is a straight boom, straight bam like my cousin.
Yeah, but he's been handling the ball for them, though. He's been handling the ball for them, him and Poole and the other, I can't think of his name because that ain't my team, but I know a little bit of him. But it's another guy on their team, too, that been handling the point.
Oh, Tree, come on. I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
I can't think of it. I got to look it
up. Otto Porter is playing good now.
The people coming off the bench.
Yeah, Otto Porter playing good, too.
Well, Otto Porter's not coming off the bench. He cracked the starting lineup now.
Yeah.
He's starting coming off the bench from Golden State.
It's Portland.
And the thing about Golden State is they got 4 guys out there that can handle the ball.
Wiggins.
Yep. He reminds me of Sean Livingston.
Mm-hmm. But look at y'all
don't
got
forget, no.
What's the boy named from New Jersey, Dewilla, whatever his name. He's decent. You got Kyle. Y'all got a decent squad. You just need time to blend. But you won't be 305.
Dinwiddie has been a disappointment. Dinwiddie is not playing good at all, man.
Your franchise has been disappointing for 50 years, so what's the difference?
Oh, boom, shots fired.
Shots fired. You see what I'm saying, y'all? My family don't have
Man, I bent over to reload my gun. I missed the shot. What was hurt? What was late?
Oh, yeah.
I missed
it. He don't care if he's been bad for 50 years.
You know what? That was kind of cold. That was kind of cold, but you really can't argue with it that much.
No, I can't argue with it that much, you know. It is what it is, man, you know. I can say, as sorry as my team is, I'm glad they wasn't one of the get-with teams of the NBA.
Thank you.
I'm glad to see them boys fight and struggle, so we appreciate it more when they do something than be a bed and breakfast for certain players. I ain't gonna say no names at all.
But okay, one thing about that, if you're referring to that super team, D Wade had one before that was even formed. So you know, hey,
y'all really didn't have a super team though.
Y'all won one.
Hey, look, but look, y'all supposed to win with that team. Y'all had predicted to win 3 or 4. That was the super part of it.
Three.
Y'all just had a great team.
Not four. I was like, y'all ain't gonna have no more fingers left.
I only have just one question. I'll ask this one question to all y'all Washington Bullets, Wizards fans, whatever your name
is. I'm a Bull fan, sir.
Yeah. Okay, same thing. Mm-hmm. But how many number one draft picks you had? Look at over the years, y'all didn't do anything with the draft. You should have traded it a couple times.
We ain't never had no first one. We ain't had none of them.
Y'all was in top six probably 15 straight.
We haven't had a number one draft pick We haven't had a number one draft pick in 20 years.
Y'all was in the lottery too. You check it out. Last 15 years, when we was in.
We ain't been in the first round.
Ever since Webber days, y'all been still in number
you
one.
You can have the proper pan to make the pineapple. But if you put the damn pineapple on top, that pineapple upside down cake ain't upside down. And it ain't going to be good. And the Wizards have had, yes, we've had number one picks, but we've had idiots running our organization. Ernie Grunfeld, Brett Garcelle.
Yep.
We traded away.
I'm not gonna take anything away from a team that did win a championship, and Miami did win there. But bruh, y'all had a super team down there. Y'all had the best players in the game on your team, and you only was able to pull out two titles. That was it.
That's it. Because
I guarantee you, my team would have won more titles than that with them players.
You gotta have role players. I don't care.
Y'all had everybody. Mario Chalmers. Y'all had everybody. Y'all had your role players.
Chalmers was good for the
cat. He won. He hit the game-winning shot for you, bruh. Come on now.
If you making $9 million, he's full hit when wide open.
But I'm just, you can't call him a bum then, bruh.
He's a bum.
You can't call him a bum then.
I can hit one, a 20-footer right now by myself.
I can too, sitting in the chair.
I know my cousin can. He'll shoot an air ball, probably shoot a brick.
Hey, T, you better tell about his cousin on that basketball court. I know he needs to be educated.
I'm talking about 20 years ago, because I'm talking about today.
I was finna chime in and tell him he better watch himself. I'm finna get a golden. I'm going to invite him up here. He better bring his mob, because we mobbed up.
He don't know no better, Pope thing.
He don't vote none. I'm playing that point guard. Your cousin hit that wing, baby, and he got that shot. And he gonna follow it.
Like grandma would say, bless his heart, bless his little heart. Come on in here, Tank.
Tank, it's going to family. Much love, and respect. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Tank?
Great, man. How you doing, brother?
What's up, brother Tank?
Miss T, what's happening, fam? Big bro, Ted.
What's up, brother? Hey,
it's been a rainy day all day. It's a rainy day.
Yeah, we got.
What's
we
up, cousin?
This is cousin. Yeah, Rob.
What's up, Rob? A Miami fan. I got on and I heard y'all talking about Miami. That's what y'all was talking about.
Yeah, he like Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jimmy, a dog though.
I love Jimmy. That's her man right now.
Yeah.
Hey Tay, what's wrong with your team down in LA, bruh? Why y'all being so petty? Y'all revoked Jerry West tickets and everything? Oh, come on. You ain't a Laker fan now?
Bruh.
How y'all revoked Jerry West's lifetime ticket, bruh?
I can have to call my brother. See, you keep forgetting. I never was a Laker fan. I was a Kobe fan.
Oh, here we go. You was a who fan?
Get it straight. I was a Kobe.
Come on, Kane. Come on, Tang. You always switching up on me when we go to this basketball team, man.
You never saw me wear Kobe.
You used to be all Kobe, bro. You went and bought every pair of shoes he had.
Wow.
That's Kobe. Listen to what you're saying. Yeah. I didn't buy no Lakers shoes. Yeah. I bought Kobe shoes.
The Lakers didn't have any. They didn't have time to make any for the Lakers because they was making them for Kobe so fast.
They got the purple and gold.
I'll give you, I'll give you a pass on that tank because Ted, die hard Kobe.
Yeah, I'm Kobe, man, all day long. Kobe Bean.
Ted and I
know
that.
Kobe Bean.
Kobe Bean Bryant.
Anytime Ted and I
have gotten into conversation, and I'm dogging the Lakers, and he'll say, "Man, I'm a Kobe fan, dog."
That's him. That's.
Hey, bro. I've been telling him that all. Soon Shaq left, I was mad, but I was happy as I don't know what when Paul Gasol and them got over there, and after Miami got that ring, Kobe won another one without Shaq, so he ain't had to have that over his back all the time saying he needed Shaq. But he needed
Hey, look, we're in Vegas.
He did it without Shaq also. That's all I was saying. He did.
We're in Vegas. I had to remind this dude that they had more people on the All-Star team than Kobe Bryant. I'm like, bruh. They got some other people out there, too. No, Kobe, my man. Kobe.
Hey.
That's my man.
All I'm going to say is Kobe was that type of talent. Kobe was And for so long, after Michael Jordan, people were hungry for that type of talent. So Kobe fed a lot, man. He fed a lot of people. You know,
and he's the only one that came anywhere near.
I wouldn't say that I am a diehard Kobe fan, but yeah, I can get along with these guys and understand where they're coming from. Because, like I said, Ted and I argue this point all the time, but I can understand because Kobe is a generational talent. Was a generational talent. So
just like how we
I couldn't give Kobe. That's why I couldn't give him all his due, because he was playing along. My boy Iverson was in the league. Iverson, to me, was the best point guard, was the best guard in the NBA. Better than Kobe.
Yeah. I got a quick question, actually, guys.
I don't know about better than Kobe. 57.
That's my
idea. All right, I'll go with that. I ain't going to argue that point with you, Kel. I'm going to let you have that one because, you know, willy-nilly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, tomato. I'm with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you think Kobe would have been Kobe if he had stayed in Charlotte? You remember he got drafted by Charlotte. He didn't want to play in Charlotte.
Right.
He was gonna be Kobe wherever he went.
Charlotte, just like the Wizards was. Charlotte wasn't going nowhere.
This right here, we're gonna just move on over because we ain't gonna never be able to say yay or nay. The man is resting in. So we're gonna let this one run for right now.
That's why.
And we're gonna move right on.
Another willy nilly.
Okay.
Yep.
He's not here.
We can't prove it. This is a minute conversation.
Well, you know what? Yes, we can. Because that man's talent was that man. That man's talent was his talent. And he was going to be the professional that he is, was, no matter where he played.
1,000%.
So to say that he's in Charlotte and his talent would somehow miss him? I don't think so.
I'm not saying that
he would have won the same amount of championships, but I'm saying the way that man pushed himself. If he in Charlotte or L.A., guess what? Kobe was going to be in the gym after practice shooting jumpers.
Yeah.
If he's in Charlotte or L.A., Kobe is going to eat the way Kobe ate to get the best from Kobe. We don't know if he would have won championship, but we can say he would have been the same player. We can say that.
I definitely would say that. He'd have been the same place. Because that's just his pride, man. His passion for the game. He loved it, man. He would have been the same place. He might not have won all them rings, like you said, but I do believe he would have been the same player.
Yeah, that doesn't diminish the player he is because where he's at, he's still going to bring the same 100% effort no matter what uniform he was wearing.
I believe so.
Now,
like these other jokers.
Right. Right, right.
You go to a team and you can tell they start don't want to play, mad about this, mad about that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
exactly.
I read something earlier, man. They saying I don't know if y'all talked about it yet, but they talking about then Woody got a problem with everybody on our squad, man. They getting ready to ship him up out of here, man.
It's showing.
They said then Woody got a problem with everybody on the team.
It shows though, Tank. It shows.
Yeah.
When we watch the game.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you notice is he's not giving his all. That's number one. His effort is
right.
not there. Shots is,
right.
is I don't know what shots he be taking. He just be throwing the ball up. Sometimes it hit the basket. Sometimes it hit the basket
sometimes
too hard.
Okay. Hey,
you know
look,
what I mean? But I feel like it's better than him at this point.
Number one sign that he's showing, the number one sign that he's showing, when something good happens, and everybody is celebrating high five, watch them with it.
Yeah,
watch them
they
with it. When the coaches got them on the bench towards the end of the game and giving out instructions, watch them with it, man. I'm trying to tell you it is more than a plan.
Well, Kel, let me ask you this then. Okay, well, earlier you was talking about getting rid of Bill. Okay, but then now you talk about getting rid of Dinwiddie. So which one is the lesser evil? Are you getting rid of Dinwiddie?
I'm going to get rid of the one that's having a problem with the whole team because that's right there. That's cancerous in the locker room, man.
He has to go. Right, so Dinwiddie has to go. He'll be the one beyond the shadow of a doubt no matter what. I got to get rid of him, and Bill will be the piece that I add on to sweeten the deal.
Do you go look at one of them guys at Portland, especially what's Damon's running partner? I can't think his name right now.
Dame,
but the other guy, McCollum. McCollum. Get McCollum or maybe
Yeah, McCollum ain't going nowhere.
McCollum ain't going nowhere.
Dame ain't going nowhere.
Well, I'm gonna throw a monkey in there for y'all to think about.
About breaking that up.
Get rid of Bill, get your money, get rid of Bill, and get that boy from Kansas, Ocho Abayo, the center, 7'2", can do it all. Ocho Abayo, I think that's his name, Ocho Abayo.
But then we're gonna have almost like four centers.
Exactly.
Huh?
We're going to
get rid of one on it because Harrell is not a center. He's a power forward.
Exactly.
I know you're not looking at him as a center.
As a trade piece. I know you're not
looking
at Harrell as a trade piece.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. You can get rid of somebody else, Bill, Wiggins, somebody else. But, no, nah, you don't get rid of Harrell, not him. That's your backbone.
No.
Is the dog. Y'all need that dog.
That's right. There you go, sis. Tell him again. We need that dog.
Y'all need that y'all dog.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what, Tang? I swear to you, before you said that about Dinwiddie, I felt that.
Yeah,
you
man.
Guys remember when we was watching the game, I'm like, look, Dinwiddie's not even into it. Dinwiddie's not even giving his all. What's going on with him? Why is he out there?
Let me tell you now. I know Tommy Shepard's pissed off because you think about it. Everywhere Tommy Shepard went, he made something happen, man. He built something and he made it better. And when he got here, it looked like it was doing at the beginning of the season. But soon as something happened in the locker room, man, it just went down. And I know Tommy Shepard, he's going to make a move in these next 2 weeks. I'm telling you now. We're going to see something happen.
We need that. We need that.
Yeah.
And I welcome that. I welcome a general manager who sees that this needs to be addressed and addresses it instead of the guy who, they'll play fine. But what should we expect from a general manager who goes into the owner's office and tell him that he's willing to do his job for less. There is no way. Listen, quick story. Yesterday, I'm at work, right? And my supervisor called over the radio, and he said, Matt, there's a guy unloading some stuff, guy from Cisco, unloading some stuff on the loading dock, and he's having a problem. I need you to go out and give him a hand. I said, excuse me? I said, dog, that's not him. That's not my post order. I'm not doing that at all. And he was like, well, Matt, the guy needs some help. Well, Cisco should have sent him some help out here. I'm not doing that. Listen, that's extra for no money. Are you crazy? Nobody works like that. And who's willing to work extra for less money?
And if you hurt yourself, your insurance going to say, we don't cover that. You weren't supposed to be doing that.
You were not supposed to be doing
that. It was funny after the fact because my supervisor was like, why didn't you? And I said, because. If I'm investigated by the insurance company, they're going to ask me what the hell was I doing that. And he looked at me like, I can't stand you. I said, yeah, but I'm right.
You want to get punched.
Yeah,
They think they slick, boy.
They think they slick. So, you know, hey, we did it again.
I ain't have no more to say after that. They just say they think they slick, boy, that's all.
All right.
Hello?
We're going to take a quick break. 563, you hear 57.
Hello?
563-999. 57, you hear. We hear you.
Oh, okay.
Who's that with that background? Who's that with that TV in the background?
I ain't hear nothing back.
Okay.
Hold on, with my phone.
Take the Marlboros out your ear. You hear? 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to, I think we can go ahead and discuss Tom Brady now. What do you think, Tree? You think it's about Tom Brady?
Yeah, let me get him up and out the way.
All right.
Up and out the way.
Get something to drink.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life, where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same, and we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday, no, but I'm kidding. Can preserve the time.
Hey, that was the perfect song, cause that's what Tom Brady going into. He's going into that champagne life. Do you hear me? Hey, listen. All I'm going to say is this. It doesn't matter if it was on Belichick, Brady. New England won the Super Bowls that they won because they had a great team. And they had two of the best at the most prominent position, quarterback and head coach, for the team. It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Oh, I moved off and got one without Brady. Okay. You know, what happened to Tom this year? What happened to Tom this year? You know, I believe he was a first-round kickout. You know, Belichick, first-round kickout. You know, I think we should argue or dispute the two, because I believe deep in my heart they both made each other great.
Yes. Yes.
You know? Come on, Lady T.
That's what I believe. I believe that as well. I don't believe that when Brady left, he went to a better team than he was currently at. So Belichick had to stay in the bad situation while Tom Brady was able to move on to a better situation, you know, hence him winning the Super Bowl. So they both were together as a team. They were great, like amazing. But apart, when Tom left, he left because he saw the writing on the wall. He saw that he wasn't going to be able to, you know, the O-line wasn't going to hold up. The defense was kind of shaky. So they wasn't doing nothing about it. So he was out. So I don't think it's any kind of comparison anywhere around the board on that, because it's already hard enough to get to the Super Bowl as it is. So to try to compare the two and bring them in like that, it's just awful and distasteful. But if you're going to do it, that's the way it's going to be done. It's just really distasteful to do it, though.
Right. Come on, Lou.
Okay. I mean, it was distasteful. I mean, New England got the was the win, but you know, not even acknowledging the Patriots after his retirement speech. I mean, that wasn't right. I mean, he gave five titles.
Oh yeah.
Say that again.
Say that again,
Lou.
He didn't even really acknowledge the Patriots.
Wow.
His retirement.
Well,
speech.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to say this to that. He doesn't have to. In the history book, and we look at his accomplishments, it's going to be New England Patriots all over that jump. So he can feel how he feels and say what he does or doesn't want to say. New England is a part of him. He is a part of New England.
That's it. I'll tell you that.
The more so, the more the
Yeah. So, he just makes him, that makes him look simple. That makes him look petty. Dude, you won there. So how can you leave them out of your retirement speech? You can't do that. You can't do that. Your whole career. Nothing but New England. Okay, you went to Tampa Bay and you won one. Which would you rather have? Only win one in Tampa Bay and forget your six in New England? No.
Right.
We ain't
going to
do that.
Is he really retiring? Well, I think that, you know, the media put the pressure on him with all that. I'm thinking that,
yeah,
you know, if he don't back with Tampa Bay, if they don't get no new weapons and everything, because, you know, his weapons were depleted, his O-line got depleted and all that. So if he don't stay in Tampa, I'm thinking he might go to San Francisco. I'm the first to pull that out there now. He might go to San Francisco, play 1 or 2 years. And retired,
no,
going in the sun.
He retired.
No.
He retired. He's already retired.
It's not official.
He said a contract with the wing for one day.
It's not official. It's just he said that. Yeah, he did. But that don't mean you can't come out of retirement. You know? Think about it.
I don't think anybody's willing to take a chance.
Now, let me say, if I can say this, Kale, I agree with everything. I think Tracy put it out there as plain as you can put it out there. Tom Brady left and went to a better team. Belichick was left with a team that not only lost Tom Brady, the starting quarterback, but he also got a quarterback that was washed up. Cam Newton was washed up, but nobody wanted to say it when he came there. And the show Belichick's, we know Belichick is a good coach. He just had to do more with this team than Tom Brady had to do with his team. Belichick showed us his greatness when he had his team beat Buffalo and they only threw three passes and beat the brakes off of Buffalo that night. He's a great coach. He just didn't have anything to work with. The argument is crazy, and it's useless because it doesn't solve anything.
Right. Hey, I agree. I agree. Every ingredient that goes into tomato soup makes tomato soup great.
Are you hungry?
You can't leave. Yes,
I
am.
This is the second time you done brought up a food reference tonight.
My mind's on food, man. And as soon as I get over there, I'm going to crush this spaghetti that my Reese cup makes. But anyway,
I like spaghetti.
You have to
me too, Lou.
Utilize and respect all of the ingredients. You can't say one is more than the other or you know, and we saw Tom Brady leave and go to Tampa Bay. And in Tampa Bay, plain and simple, like 57 just said, he had a little more to work with in Tampa Bay. So, you know, we're not going to put New England down because before Brady, it was a process, and New England found a way to work their way there. And after Brady is gone, it is a process. And New England has shown once again that they're going to work however and whatever it takes to get back. So, Ted, I'm going to address and say this to that. It's not official. You're right. It's not official. But it should be. It really should be. You played 22 years in this league. What else do you have to prove, man? What else are you trying to achieve?
Well, I think it's official. He sent a letter to New England thanking them for all the years and everything. He did that the other day, yesterday. I think it's official.
What did you say, Ted?
I was just hypothetically saying, and I agree, you know, to an extent, like what you say, you know, he did put all these years in this and that. But I'm looking at the way he went out. You know, man, he looked real good. And if he had a couple, if Antonio Brown wouldn't have acted stupid, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't have another
car.
I'm not talking about the reason why he did. It's not about Antonio. I'm just talking about if he had that talent on the field with him. I'm just saying, as far as the way he went out,
I'm going to say this. That was on Tampa Bay. Antonio Brown may have went out like a fool or whatever, but Tampa Bay should have realized the talent that Antonio Brown is. And
now he's a Raven.
Yeah, y'all, think about that. Before the before the Super Bowl, he signed with the Ravens already.
Yeah, I told y'all he was going to have a job because what he did wasn't his fault. They trying to make people think that he's crazy, just like Ted just said, before he did the stupid stuff that he did. That, like, they want people to think that way of him. They really want people to think that way of him. You know what I mean? But he won in the long run because he didn't do the stupid things that they was asking him to do. That was number one. Number two, he's already got another job. He didn't miss any paychecks at all. That's my point.
What I was trying to make as far as his talent. His talent is going to get him any job. You know, he's very talented. I was just saying as far as the targets that he would have. And I was just saying as far as I'm not Tom Brady. I'm just saying as fact as how he went out. He played good ball.
Right.
And I know that he said, man, if I had this target or even the other guy who went out, Gilf or whatever his name is, or what have you, that, man, I could have just won that one more and went out with that glory. So I'm just thinking that competitive fire, and I'm just hypothetically saying, I'm not, you know, he probably is done for it forever, but I was just hypothetically saying, it might be burning.
I hope everything that you're saying do not come true. I really hope everything that you said do not come true. Let me say that one more time. Do not come through.
You would want to come to San Francisco to truly stay young a little bit? I mean, whatever that young quarterback that you who has not played much ball?
Nope.
So who you
want? I wouldn't want him to come to Pittsburgh.
I got the little young boy. We got Trey Lance. We're going to ride. We're going to break him in and ride his feet off until they fall off.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Tree, that's what we're going to do with Haskins. We gonna ride him right to a Super Bowl. Yeah. Look back and say, "You see what I'm saying?" Watching the football team.
Get Jimmy T. Pittsburgh.
And they were talking about Jimmy G going to Pittsburgh. They said that's the best fit for him right now.
I would love to have Jimmy G 2 or 3 more years. He's a good quarterback. I would love to have him.
Yeah. But the fact that they're bringing up Jimmy G, a guy who's not on your team, over Haskins, a guy who's already signed, tells you just where Dwayne Haskins is in his development.
No, it doesn't. You got a proven winner. You got a proven winner out there that played behind Tom Brady, went to San Francisco and proved that he was a winner, versus a guy that hasn't been on the field to play, got plenty of potential, plenty of talent, but he hasn't proven himself yet. Bring Garoppolo in, let him sit behind Garoppolo for 2 more years. You got a proven product to put out on the field.
And that's amazing. That was amazing. But you know what I really want for Garoppolo? I want them to keep him. I know that's selfish of me, but I want them to keep him for at least one more year for his contract to be complete. I want them to keep him one more year, his last year, and teach Trey. Like, they go back and, like, just to teach him. But I know that's not possible. I don't think it's possible. So, you know, whoever he goes to, I wish him all the luck in the world. I'm going to forever be a Jimmy Garoppolo fan.
Because
I like him.
Wow.
You like his look?
I like his look.
Let me say this
about Jimmy while we're still talking about Jimmy. People talk bad about Jimmy. But I don't see no other Jimmys making it to the Super Bowl. So it is what it is, and when he good, he good, but when he bad, he bad. So it is what it is.
That's the mark of a porn star.
A porn star.
Can we talk about the Washington football Commanders?
Jimmy Garoppolo. Say it with your chest, baby.
I don't say it with my chest. He's straight bum.
Oh,
you're
crazy. Who is
that? Robert.
Hey, I'll be honest.
South Beach Billy.
Get it right. I'm just saying, Jimmy G is not a proven winner. The year he lost his 10th Super Bowl.
This is why I always say,
get it off your chest.
Listen, I want you 57 because listen to this. They had Jared Goff, right? They had Jared Goff. Wasn't nobody talking about the Rams. Nobody. Right? And then they go get Matthew Stafford, right? Rejuvenize him. He's been in the league 39,000 years and get him, you know, and now they going to take him on to the board now, like a Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You should know better than anybody what somebody hates, bro. So that's why calling you out on it. You hating right now.
So you admitting to the hater race in the game.
I can understand. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. When I hate, I want it to be known. Yes. When I hate, I want it to be absolutely known.
I speak facts, bro. Y'all don't speak facts when y'all be talking. Y'all just be talking.
Wow. You're really going to insult us like that? You're going to say you're the only one speaking facts and the rest of us are on some hog mouth, some haberdashery type talk. Really? Come on, Chief. You better than that.
I think she has feelings. I got to talk to y'all. I'm really not.
You know what? That's my mistake, Dan.
Family reunion.
That's my mistake.
Family reunion.
Wow.
Even the best of us make them.
Wow.
Make what?
Wow.
Mistake.
Make what?
Mistake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just made one.
Make mistakes.
Hakuna Matata. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata. I'm going to leave it alone because this said we got to move on. I'm going to leave it alone.
The Washington Commanders. Tell me how y'all feel about that.
I like it.
But you know they said, Kel, they did say that it goes with y'all mantra, which was the Washington Capitals, the Washington Nationals, and now the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
So they said it goes. But then I said, well, what happened with the Wizards and the Mystics? That don't fall into that bracket either. So they must be due for a name change, too.
Actually, it does, because all of them some damn ghouls and goblins and yeah,
some
it does go with them. Yeah.
Okay.
It does go with them. So,
at least
okay.
The Mystics won a title a couple of years ago.
Mississippi and the Nationals have won.
The Mystics did win a title because they didn't have their parade because of the pandemic. They won a title.
Yeah, but how has Mystics been in,
Hey,
look.
Dan Snyder has been given opportunity after opportunity to show his allegiance, to show his attention to the fan base. And each and every time, Dan has totally given this fan base his rear end to kiss. Each and every time, Dan has gone with not the popular opinion, but his buddy, the people, his yes man opinion. And knows, I'm well documented at saying, get Dan a chance. He's not a bad owner. We could have an owner like this, or we could have an owner like that. I am officially no longer in the keep Dan conversation. I am now with get his ass out of here. Because this team, what we've lost, who we've become, the shame that has fallen upon us under Dan Snyder's ownership, all of it. You're telling me one college team being named Red Wolves was too much for you to pay off and to take the name Red Wolves? You're really telling me that? All the season ticket holders that you all had, all the merchandise that you have sold, even with the team not having a name and just being called the Washington Football Team, you still sold that merchandise. You made great revenue off of that. But you don't have enough. You're saying that you don't want to pay what they're asking to name this team Red Wolves. And you go with the damn Commanders? Really? You go with Commanders. Serious. Out of all the names, all the names that were spit around, talked about, Commanders is the one that you're going to go with. Commanders is the one that you've settled on. Come on, man. Dan Snyder owes more to this fan base because you know why? We've been loyal. Everyone else is saying, oh, they need to make him sell the team. How many times did I come on Kale's Corner and say, how can somebody make you sell your own product? Selling is a choice of the owner. You can't make an owner sell his product. We saw it happen in the NBA. Somebody was like, oh, okay, yeah, they can do that. They can do that. Make them sell the team. At this point, this is DMV Kale, and I am a fan that is on the side of make Dan sell this team. Because y'all don't even realize what's coming next. They're going to move completely out of the D.C., PG County market and into Virginia. And once they move into Virginia, Washington will be taken completely off of their name. Watch what I tell you.
Yeah, well, they
if that happens, he's not going to do anything but hurt his fans and hurt his pockets because the majority of his fans are in Washington, D.C., where we live. So if you move, you already don't live in, play, you already don't practice in D.C., you practice in Virginia, we play in Maryland. You know what I mean? We don't do anything for Washington but the name anyway. So why y'all mad anyway? That's number one. Y'all should be fighting for him to move the whole thing back to Washington if that was the case.
Well, we've had
but
that
y'all got Virginia is where they practice. Maryland is where we play, is the new stadium. So so that's why we're called the DMV. The name, the place you practice, and the place that you play. All three got to work together. So them moving and taking the name, that's stupid. That would be dumb on his part. I mean, like, absolutely ludicrous on his part.
We've had that conversation, okay? Why would Dan take all of his money, build a stadium that's going to generate revenue for a city who's not willing to go in with him on the building of that stadium? Why would he do that? Why would Dan Snyder, why would he take his own personal money? We all know from the SoFi Stadium, around $5 billion is the going now. Around $5 billion. Does Dan have it? Yes, he does. We know he does. But why would he take all of his money, his $5 billion, to build a stadium that's going to generate revenue not just for him, but for D.C. as well?
Let me understand what you're saying first. You don't want him to take all of his money and build his stadium. I don't care what is generating, who is benefiting, and all that. But it's his. But you want who to pay for it then?
What he's saying is, this is the deal.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me say. Hold on, I want him to. No, I'm not saying you.
I'm saying it like that to you.
But I want to be laser sure about what he's saying, and all you're doing is translating, just like I'm trying to translate. Even though you understand what he's saying, I want him to tell me.
What I'm saying. Dan Snyder has been in communication with D.C. government back and forth about this stadium. And the only thing keeping this stadium from being built in the District of Columbia, people who are in the say-so that are telling him, use your money. Yeah, we're going to collect money off of this stadium once it's done, because we all see as soon as the stadium gets built, what happens? The Super Bowl goes to that city. All type of events go to that city. Playing
but that's
in
what he,
that Super Bowl.
Who
and
knows,
Dan
who
does
who
not
has,
Dan, let me finish. Dan does not want
we can't hear you, number one. Your phone is going in and out. I'm not trying to tell you. Your phone is going in and out. We can't hear the word
Dan
that you're saying, Kev.
Dan does not want the generated funds to go to people who weren't willing to participate in paying for the stadium. And I do not blame him.
Okay, so listen. Who helped Jerry Jones build the stadium? Nobody. Who helped SoFi get their stadium? Jerry Jones
you know
helped
what?
Him. Nobody. No government. I let you talk. Hold on. No government people stepped in and gave Jerry Jones a couple of dollars on it. Nobody helped Robert Kraft when he built his stadium. Nobody helped him.
Can I
step
in?
Hold on. But it helps the city. But it helps the city, right? It helps the city and generate income for everybody in that city. Jerry Jones didn't do that. Robert Kraft didn't do that. So y'all expect Dan Snyder to be treated differently? Billionaire Dan Snyder to be treated differently? Not.
Sir?
I just don't think that.
Forget what I'm saying. Go ahead. You've been talking, Lady T. I mean, we respect all that, but I mean,
I to make my point too. Everybody else was talking too.
Come on. Thing is, I heard before your show came on, Marilyn Barry gave a press conference, okay? The thing is, Dan Snyder, they require him to pay for his own money. Now, Jerry Jones and Dan Snyder pocket is different. So that's the thing about that, okay? As far as... Not finished, please. The thing, the difference is about...
You said something when I was talking to you, sir.
Check me.
Come on,
well,
guys.
Say what you got to say, Ted. Go ahead.
And so she was saying that, you know, they want Dan Snyder to pay for his own for the stadium to get rebuilt back in Washington, D.C., to rebuild the John F. K. Stadium, okay? But then they also said that they know that they got to build around that stadium as far as parks, as far as housing complex, as far as retail spaces. So, like I said, I don't know where they want to, you know, what their arguments is as far as they want to split that. But the city has to pay for that because the city has to build that too. So Dan Snyder don't want to pay for his own stadium. When you got Virginia want to pay, help you pay for that stadium. So why would you pay for $5 billion stadium when you can only pay $2 billion or $2.5 billion and Virginia paying $2.5 billion? So that's the logic of that, you know. So that's why, you know, it's a tricky this situation where, because once they up in 225 or 227, you got to make a decision. I think they got 5 more years, right? That's 227. So at this time, they could either be working on the stadium now. They got to make that deal, but he don't want to because they're not helping him. So that's why he don't want to move to D.C. I'm not saying
he
should.
Well, you know what, Kale? I don't think it's going to be left up to Dan Snyder. I don't think it's going to be left up to Dan Snyder because right now Congress got them on the Hill, and I think he's going to end up being forced to relinquish that team to somebody else. Today, and the reason I say it's not in Dan Snyder's favor, today they interviewed Ron Rivera. And Ron Rivera talked about how it would be nice, and it's the first time I heard a coach speak against what an owner wanted. He said it would be nice if we were back in D.C. And they showed clips of the old RFK, how it used to rock when you was in there. Now, whether they're going to go back to D.C. or some other place, I don't know. But I think Dan Snyder is not going to have this team very much longer. I think Congress is going to make him end up selling that team.
Well,
it might be new allegations came out about him today also.
Yeah, they digging deep now. They digging very deep.
Because they're trying to
make
because
they want
selling.
That team to stay in D.C. That's why. They want that team to stay in D.C. And that's and if they got to threaten him and do all that kind of stuff that they're doing right now, because everything that they're doing is unnecessary.
Harassment goes on with every team and every organization within the NFL.
Well, when you get caught, you pay the price.
Say that.
We
right.
all do things.
That's the only difference.
When you get caught, you pay the price.
Yes.
If you don't get caught, you don't pay the price.
That's the only difference.
Unless somebody
snitch
on you.
Unless somebody snitch on you.
Now, as far as D.C. goes, I'm with Dan Snyder 100% on that. There's no way in hell I'm going to use all my money, and you're telling me that you're going to reap benefits when you didn't come in financially in the beginning. That's not right. That's not right.
That don't make
sense. Listen, mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. SoFi Stadium, that was not built only by the Rams owner. It wasn't.
No, it was Jerry Jones helped them. He got a loan from Jerry Jones. He didn't ask the government for a dime.
Help or not.
He didn't need those little people for that either.
Is that help or not? That's all I'm asking.
It's help, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Tell Dan to call Tell Dan to call Jerry there.
Nah, why would we do that? Why would we do that?
That's the kind of help he needs.
How much does that make?
That don't mean nothing. That's because you don't like dollars. That means nothing, bro. What he can do is he can pick up the phone and call his good buddy, Jerry Jones, his good buddy that I'm going to take off with. Hold on. But they play both together. They play both together. They're good for the billionaire, but
he's going to have to pay D.C. for whatever land he chooses.
I know.
So
yeah.
You want,
that's
me, wait a minute.
Bro.
Good God almighty, y'all.
Good God Almighty.
That's any way he go, though. That's going to be any way he go. He's going to have to pay for the lane.
No, no, because Virginia is offering the land and to help pay for it.
So
that's not everywhere
he's
going.
Right. So wait a minute. So when they pay for the land, right? So when he gets this help from Virginia, when he gets the help from Virginia, do they got to say what's going on? Do they got to say what's going, what's happening? Do they got to say?
Let me answer your question. Okay, and I'm trying to answer you.
Okay.
I'm trying to answer you. Of course, Virginia bylaws and principles will come into play. Yes, of course. It's the state rules and bylaws.
I'm not talking about the bylaws, Kim.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm not talking about the bylaws, though. I'm talking about, like, are they part owner? And now that we didn't give you this money, now am I part owner? Am I, what am I? I'm just a lone person? Do I pay the money back? What are we talking about?
That depends on who is the exact investor. If it's Virginia government, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe Virginia government will have a part of the team. Yes.
You mean like a part owner? Like a part ownership, you mean?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they will receive, revenue.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they will.
Okay.
And that's off everything Washington Commanders. That's off
everything. So do you think that's really what Dan Snyder wants? He want to give half of every jersey he sells to somebody else, half of everything that he does now going forward, he will have to give to somebody else?
One thing we've all learned about Dan Snyder is he's a slick, shrewd businessman. And Dan Snyder knows how to word that thing so that Dan Snyder comes out on top. We know this about
Dan Snyder.
I don't
know, because it don't seem like he's coming out on top right now.
Well,
like he needs to pull out them guns now.
Well, the fact that until this, and we can only say this because this situation has not resolved itself fully, so we don't know what the outcome will be. But every other situation he has faced, he has found a way to wiggle out of it. Every other situation.
So do you think that's a good thing, or do you think that's a good thing that he's wiggled his way out of those things, or do you want him to get rid of the thing now, moving forward? Is that what you want?
I started this whole conversation saying Dan needs to part ways as the owner of the Washington football team. I started the whole conversation with that. So to ask me now, yes, I want him gone. Exactly. That's exactly what I want. This team has fallen. And the thing about it, speaking of the on-the-field debacles, I'm talking about the off-the-field stuff, because we could be a team that's not as productive as we was in the past, but as long as we don't have the nonsense going on, you know what I mean?
Only reason why I asked you the question again was because of the deep conversation that we just had, and I was just wondering, are you still feeling the same way? I wasn't trying to, like, ask you the same question, and I heard, you know, how you started off the conversation. You started off the conversation saying that, but being as though we had this long, drawn-out conversation, sometimes things change. People, you know, change their opinions and stuff like that. That's the only reason why I asked you that question.
Nah, DMVK.
But hey, Kale.
No.
You want to get rid of the owner? I just wanted to get rid of the coach and some players. You want to fire the owner? You want somebody who got it.
Yours was overplay on the field. Mine is over nonsense off the field. So, it's justifiable.
May the organization
Betty Anderson says, why didn't they just drop the red and keep the name the Washington Skins?
I don't think that would have sounded appropriate. I really don't.
I like skins. Me personally. Different colors of people.
Why don't you just keep the team name they had?
Why not go to Red Wolves? You could have donated to the preservation of these animals. The team would have adopted a howl as a chant. There were so many advantages to the team and the animals to adapt that name, if you're going to adapt any name. There were so many advantages to it. But once again, Dan Snyder did what Dan wanted to do. And listen, it's his team. He can do whatever he wants to do with it. You know, it's his team. But it would have.
I think he went with the same thing.
How safe is that, for real? How safe is
only saying that because you know, but we had the conversation earlier, Kel, and what I said to you was, all of the backlash from the things that he's chosen to do, Dan. He picked the whole male staff. They're under scrutiny. Everything that he touches, it doesn't turn good for him. So for once in his life, what he did was he left the name up to the committee, his committee on his team. He got a committee. The name came down. He said, I'm not involved. He said, because when it hit the fan, it ain't going to be my fault. Even though I know it's my team, I'm going to take the hit. He said, but this is the safest thing I can do. And that's what he did. He did the safest thing for him, let somebody else pick from here on out. Yeah, I noticed ever since the little scandal came out, he don't do nothing with the team. He don't hardly be around the team. So if you're really looking at something, look at the wife. She the one let this name go through. It was her, Mrs. Snyder. We're not talking about Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder has washed his hands of the situation, and he has stepped aside and let his wife do everything. So I don't know why we on here talk bashing him and wanting him to get rid of his team. It's his wife's choice. And she
now,
made all
why,
those
why
decisions.
Is wife, why is this his wife's
choice? She made
choice?
All those decisions.
Why is this his
made
wife's
all those
choice?
Say it again.
Once again, why is it his wife's choice?
Because it's her team.
Why is
no,
it
it's
her
not.
Team?
No, it's not.
Let me
she just
forget.
She just got the name up there like a drug dealer.
Listen,
like
thank you, 57. You're missing the point. No,
it's,
57 made my point exactly.
Are we talking about my team? We're talking about Washington, right?
So
what I'm telling you is it's Dan's mishap and misfortunes which has pushed Tanya Snyder to the forefront. It's her decision because he's been an asshole and an idiot. So now decision falls on her.
Kel, you came on here right when he made her the COO, right? He turned everything over to her in her name, 57, like a drug dealer, right?
Yeah.
He's turned everything over to her, right? So now all the decisions fall on her. They don't fall on him.
Every drug dealer that has done that has done that, made that decision because of their own mistake and missing.
I said that. I said that.
No, you didn't. I said, no, you didn't.
When
I asked you why, you said nothing.
When you asked me why, you kept on talking and didn't give me a chance to respond to the question.
Okay. I know I gave you a chance.
And your voice kept raising louder and louder, like you didn't want to hear the answer. Like you're doing now, you're talking over me now. You don't want to hear the answer.
I'm not talking over you.
You don't want to hear the answer and talking at the same time I'm talking.
Listen.
And if you talk real fast, if I talk, then that means you're not listening. You're not listening to what I'm saying because you're so busy wanting to get what you got to say out.
Like you're doing right now. But go ahead.
It was my turn to talk. But it was like you.
All I'm saying is,
Jesus. But you do that.
All I'm saying is, if Dan Snyder wasn't the idiot that Dan Snyder has been as an owner, then none of this would be going on. Tanya Snyder would not be at the forefront. The fans wouldn't be pissed off and wanting him to sell. And guess what? Congress wouldn't be involved with the team like they are. All of this falls on Dan Snyder. So Tanya Snyder was pushed to the forefront. That as that the example that y'all said, that drug dealer that's trying to find cover, the only people that try to find cover are the people that's being aimed at. Why is Dan being aimed at? Because he's made multiple mistakes.
Kale, I started out the conversation saying that. I pointed out the things that he did wrong. I said all of that. Everything that you just said, I said that. Why are we having this conversation? Why are we back and forth? We saying the same thing. I just said that. Everything that you just said, I said that.
Okay.
That's exactly what I said. But see, that's what I'm trying to say. When people argue back and forth, nobody listens. Nobody listens because they want to get their point out.
Yeah, we are.
Be
I'm listening. Ain't you listening, Mark?
You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying.
Welcome to the Treacy and Kale Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut the hell up.
Go ahead, 57.
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm scared to death. I ain't saying nothing.
Shut up, boy.
I agree with both of y'all. Both of y'all right.
I came with you right,
man. Hey, Tree, look. To you, I got to live with. Kale will mute me any minute. So, you know, I had to watch myself.
You stupid. You stupid. But my stance, in case anybody missed it in all of that, my stance is Dan needs to go. Dan needs to go. It's just as simple as that. As simple as that. And not just Dan, but Tanya as well. I don't want a four person standing up on behalf of Dan. Because contrary to popular belief, Tanya ain't doing nothing but the stuff that Dan say. For real. If we want to put it on Tanya and say it's on Tanya. She's doing everything Dan commands. Go ahead, 57.
It's funny how winning like solves things or calms things down. Now you got the Washington football team, they're not winning. So all eyes are on them, changing name. But now you got the Kansas City Chiefs, back-to-back Super Bowls. Ain't nobody raising no cane about changing their names right now. You know?
Mm.
Winning.
Winning
makes a difference, bro. Huh?
I posted during their game, the Chiefs were doing the Indian chant.
Yes.
And nobody said anything.
They sure did.
It's being made to change their name but they can still do this Indian chant? Come on, man.
It's not offensive if they Indian, I mean, if they just doing a chant. The chant is not, what's so offensive about doing a chant? It's not like they calling somebody wetback or.
Where did the chant come from? Where did the chant come from? We know where the chant came from.
How many of those people are American?
The chant came from Native Americans. That's where it came from.
I mean, did it mean bad stuff? See, that's what I'm saying. Do it mean the bad stuff? Do it mean I'm a come down there and kill you? Like, what do it mean?
Does Redskins mean I'm going to come down and kill you?
No, it doesn't.
Does Redskins mean that?
Redskins,
you know, a bunch of people got together and decided that they didn't like the Redskins name anymore, and they decided to change. They wanted it changed. Just like anything else that's going on, you got a group of people that decide, well, we don't like this anymore. Let's take Whoopi Goldberg and throw her off TV because she said this.
Oh,
we
man.
Got so many people.
Oh, man.
Everything is canceling everything right now. Everybody's so sensitive. The Redskins, nothing was wrong with that. Nothing was wrong with the Chiefs. You know, it's been, you've had the name for 70-some years. Give me a break. Come on, man. That's all I'm saying. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I've been saying that.
I'm going to say this. If a group, a handful of people find it offensive, yes, it should be changed. Yes.
No.
I don't care.
No.
I don't care. I don't care about the numbers, you know, that some people like to point to. If there's a group of individuals, a race of individuals, who feel offense by this, then yes, it should be changed. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Back when Washington first encountered this situation and they were saying, oh, they need to change it, they need to change it. I was one of the ones that said, you know what, if people are offensive, if are offended by this, yeah, you got to change it. You got to change it. But if you're going to change one, if you're going to change one, you have to change them all. You have to change it all.
But see, Kale,
you can't.
I don't.
You can't pick them.
I don't agree 1,199 with you. I'm just saying, you can't please all of the people all of the time, and you definitely can't please some of them. So that's my thing. If you change the name, so now guess what? A little bit long down the line, Commander is gonna be offensive to somebody. Like, come on, when do you draw the line? Like, I can name my team whatever I want to. If you don't like it, don't participate. Don't do nothing with it. Don't even come over here if you don't like it.
Hell,
that's what
we
my
want the bullets to come back.
My mom always told me, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. So some of these people need to take their mama's advice. If you don't like something, don't like it. Just don't go away. They're not pushing it in your living room. You don't got to turn it on. You don't got to visit the arena. You don't got to do nothing, none of that stuff if it offends you. Stay away from what offends you. Period.
So you're telling people if you're offended by the name Redskin, don't watch SportsCenter.
Yes.
Because that name Washington.
I said yes.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Why would you ask people to do that? Because if you feel like it's offensive to you, then don't participate in what it is that you are being offended by. It's simple. This simple. If you don't like Macy's, you gonna keep going in there? No, you gonna walk past Macy's and go to Target. Come on now, y'all making this too. That's way too deep. If you don't like something, come on, man. Go on down the street.
Let me be clear. On everything you're saying right now. Okay.
Yes.
To hell with the people who find it offensive. Don't look
yes.
at it. Turn away yes. from it. Leave the name yes. as it is, but turn away
yes.
from it.
Correct.
Wow. What if their name was? Let me ask you a question. What if their name was the ignorant black baby mamas? Would you say leave that name as it is? Just don't pay attention to it?
Don't patronize them. You don't like
No, you should have shot the mug that came up with that name in the beginning. You should have shot him on the spot.
Yeah, but guess what? Mm. He's entitled to that. That's his First Amendment right.
Okay.
I can't take that away from him. I can't. If that's what he want to call himself, fine. Guess what? I don't like it, so guess what? I won't be calling you.
Can I say something before I go? But I got to go. I want to thank y'all for really talking to me tonight. I made a mistake and called into the wrong channel. I thought I was calling Kale's Corner, but I called the Teresa Kale Show. I won't make that mistake next week.
Get off the phone.
I love y'all very much.
I love you. Enjoy your week.
Very interesting conversation, man. Very, very interesting, passionate conversation. And everybody has their own views and their own opinions. And believe it or not, that is what Kale's Corner is for. For everybody, I called into some DC talk shows this week, and one of them bammers had me on hold for an hour. And the other one faked me out, had this cordial, how you doing, DMV Kale conversation, but had no intention on bringing me on air. So I thank you all for listening. And I mean, listen, at the end of the day, the name has been changed, and there's nothing we can do about it but feel the way that we feel and express the opinions that we've expressed. That's all we can do about it. And you can either continue with the team as I plan to do, or you can say the hell with it. I'm gone. As a lot of people have done. But as Treats was just saying, that's your right. You can do whatever you want to do with whatever situation that comes about. That's your right to do whatever you want to do. It's going to be an interesting sight next season when the stadium opens to see just exactly how many people are with it. And I'm going to tell you, the type of jerk that Dan Snyder is, I believe that all this was done on purpose. Why? Because he knows as well as we do, you're going to have thousands and thousands of people showing up to FedEx Field still wearing Redskin gear. People showing up wearing Washington football team gear. What are they going to tell them? No, you can't come in? No, they're not going to tell them that. See, all of this is being done to prepare us all for the move. To prepare us all for the move. And I believe wholeheartedly, guys, that this team is going to move to Virginia before it's all over with and done. I'm serious. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. And, it's going to be a situation just like this name, man. It's going to be a situation just like this name. We as fans will be helpless. We as fans will have no say-so whatsoever on what's happening with our team. And a lot of people, I'm sure, will be hurt. But you got a choice. Like Tree said, you can either support or not. We had that time.
Y'all know today. Let me just say this one thing, Kale. Miss Lucille Harris She's 66. She was 66 years old. She was drafted by a female. She was drafted by the New Orleans Jazz, but never actually played for the team because they really didn't have no female teams back then. She was a pioneer, first black female basketball player. She passed away on January the 18th. So we want to say, send our condolences to her family and her friends. We thank her for everything that she went through to get us to where we are today for the WNBA. She was a main part of that. Her name was Lucille Harris. Y'all look her up. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. You guys, we love you guys. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you guys so much. Y'all don't even understand. We talk about y'all all night, like another show. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also follow us on blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. You guys can also follow us on Facebook Live. We love you guys. Until next week, you guys, love and hug, and just love and hug on somebody, anybody. It don't matter. Just love them. Kale, what you got to say?
Next week, guys, remember, it's the Super Bowl, so we'll be doing picks next week for the Super Bowl. So get your and on Tuesday, what we're going to do on Tuesday, we're going to read off everything that will be on the stat line for Thursday. Okay? We're going to read it off Tuesday, so that way you guys will be prepared when Thursday comes. And when Trees calls your name, you can tell your stat line, because you've had a whole day, 2 days, to think about it and prepare it. So we're going to make sure that you guys get all of that. Hey, it's our Friday. You guys enjoy your weekend. Love and hugs on everyone. I always tell y'all, you know, we never know what our good emotions given to others brings about. You know what I mean? I hear all the time about people saying that, you know, they didn't know that people felt like this or felt like that about them. Don't leave no question in the people that you love head that you love them. We'll get back with y'all next week. Until then, y'all have a great, great time. Because Kale Corner said you better. You know what I mean? All right.
Yeah.
Tell me it's all right.
The truth is,
I'm Holy
Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I'm empty, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
Hallelujah. Whatever you're in right now. My people say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh,
and while you're waiting,
you look so much better.
Look in the mirror.
Feeling so much better when you go.
Always remember.
Feeling so much better when you smile.
Come on. Nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.